Donde más cabas, ya bueno.
All right. Oh, wow, it's exciting to do that. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Students' Council. Welcome to Council Chambers and to the inaugural meeting of the 116th Students' Council. That just goes to show how long this establishment has been here and the important role that all of you play. My name is Abner Montero. I use he, him pronouns. I have spent a lot of time on that side of this table. I previously served as a counselor for KSR. I've served as vice president academic and president of the Students Union. I mean, I guess I still serve as president of the Students Union for about four more days until president-elect Boateng will take over. And I've also served in a number of other roles as president and executive of a student representative association, KISSERS as we call them. And yeah, I'm very excited to get to be here to fill in to serve as your speaker today. Today's meeting will be largely procedural in nature. And I know as sad as it is, I will not get to be your speaker for the entirety of this year, but that does mean that all of you are gonna have a very important role today, and that will be to elect a new speaker, one that will serve for the rest of this year alongside you and help to be the guide, answer your questions at Students' Council and represent you as well. So I just wanna quickly run through the business of today. The two things that we've had that's sent out on the agenda were selection of speaker and approval of the annual meeting schedule, which you'll be able to see on the consent agenda. And since the, let me just check my notes here. So the first thing I wanna mention is, so the annual meeting schedule, we have probably a good amount of business that will take us up until 9 o'clock today, which means that I wanna make sure that we have the chance to approve the annual meeting schedule. So what I'd like to do is special order this annual schedule to be approved right now. But I wanna ask all of you first, if there's anything, if you have any issues with it being on the consent agenda. For those of you who don't know what a consent agenda is, it's an item that you can submit to the agenda that essentially means that when we start the meeting, the agenda will get, this part of the agenda will automatically get approved with the mover and seconder of Students' Council. And it won't require any kind of discussion because it's a general consensus that everyone would approve this and they have no kind of issues with it. And so I wanna extend that to all of you. As this being your body, if you would like me to pull that from the consent agenda, or if you'd like it to stay on the consent agenda. Levi, you'd like it to stay off the consent agenda or keep it on? Take it off? Okay. So we'll put that in regular business. We'll take care of that at the end of the meeting. Okay, and now we'll move into the land acknowledgement, which is something we'll start at the beginning of every council meeting. The University of Alberta and the University of Alberta Students' Union occupy Indigenous land on Amiskwetchiwaskayagan, Beaver Hills House, on Treaty 6 territory. From time immemorial, the banks along the river valley have been known as the Pohonan, a meeting place for the Nahiowak, the Nitsitapi, Métis, Denisoulinay, Ojibwe, Salto, Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, and others. The university, the Students' Union, and much of the city are located on unlawfully stolen land of the forcibly removed Papas Chase Cree. We acknowledge that sharing this land gives each of us the responsibility to research the historic context of Treaty 6, to reflect on our personal relationships to the land and nations we've named, and to our roles in upholding justice on this territory. Since they began, the Students' Union and the university have benefited from historical and ongoing disposition of land and resources from Indigenous peoples. As a result, it is our responsibility to seek the restitution of this land and its resources. Finally, we seek to do better by working to make our learning, research, and governance align with the histories, languages, teachings, and cultures of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples in the land that we presently occupy by the Canadian state. We encourage critical reflection by asking the following question. In relation to the territory on which you are situated, what role do you play in strengthening the resistance and resurgence of Indigenous students within your communities? All right, so we're gonna move into a few housekeeping rules, just things to help situate all of you, make sure that this is a good experience for all of you. I know many of you are new to Students' Council and new to the Students' Union. So with that, because once we elect a speaker today, there will be a more formal orientation, we'll go through more formally the rules. I'm gonna cover a lot of this, the high level things and the things you need to know for this meeting. Because there's not any business that's going to require discussion in the form of an open setting. And then you're also going to get an orientation on the 29th by the general manager and members of the incoming team, and then GovCamp that'll happen in May. So first off is just around some rules for accessibility. All gender washrooms are located outside the doors of council chambers to the left, and Courtney has put signage up to indicate that for all of you. We have pronoun pins at the front. I noticed that a few of you grabbed some. If somebody hasn't and you'd like to grab one, please feel free to do so. We are also streaming this meeting on Zoom, and these meetings are being recorded. That means that we will need to use the microphones in front of you. So you'll notice each one of you have a microphone in front of your podium. There's a little button at the bottom of that podium that will light up in red when it's on. You'll see the lights on the two sides, left and right of the button. Just make sure you have your microphone on, because if you don't, the people online won't be able to hear you. And then we also have the gateway here as well. And the gateway, typically, I don't know if you're recording today, but the gateway will typically record these meetings as well. So just for all of you to keep in mind, everything you say is recorded in order to refer back to minutes in the event that governance needs it, but also for the gateway in the event that they decide to publish anything on their website. Next, closed session and NDA. As I mentioned, one of the agenda items today is speaker selection. As a counselor, you are part of the highest governing authority at the Students' Union, and that means we follow best practices and we handle personnel information very carefully. Like the discussion on hiring the speaker, which will be had in closed session today. So closed session essentially means that the matter is not minuted or posted publicly. This is a discussion to be had within Students' Council with all of you who have signed NDAs to make sure that it can be private and you can be very forthcoming with your thoughts and also discuss information that is sensitive in nature and may not it may not warrant having to be out there in the interest of protecting students and protecting the Students' Union. So that essentially means that there are only two people that are online who have yet to get their NDAs to Courtney. So I'd ask that in the time you have in between to please get that signed and get that sent to Courtney so we can make sure we witness it and everyone else has. So thank you all for coming up and signing your NDA forms. And then the last thing is Robert's rules and standing orders. So in this chamber, we tend to use parliamentary procedure and Robert's rules. The goal of Robert's rules and the way that we use them is to make sure that everyone can equitably participate in the discussion. So we will be having a speaker's list for certain discussions. I'm going to be doing my absolute best to make sure that individuals who haven't gotten a chance to speak will get the opportunity to do so. And Courtney will be managing two speaking lists so that we can make sure that everyone gets an opportunity to share their thoughts. And then the next meeting, so we have Robert's rules as parliamentary procedure, but Students' Council also has their own unique set of rules called standing orders. These are rules that you will adopt in your first meeting of council, so not this one, but the one on May 7th or 9th, Courtney? Mm-hmm. 2 weeks from today, May 9th, where you are going to reintroduce those rules as well, which are essentially council's version of a way of putting it is, I guess, Robert's rules that uniquely fit our context and the way that council would like to govern itself. And in the event that something isn't covered in our council standing orders, we will defer to Robert's rules of order to handle the situation. And the last thing is interactions with each other. So all of you will notice you have placards in front of you. I encourage you all to, if you'd like to, include your pronouns on the bottom of your placards, if you have a pen. If not, I see a lot of you wearing pins, so that can be something that's done for the next meeting. But the most important piece is, so for today's meeting, what I am going to do is I'm going to refer to you all by your positions and your full name, just so everyone gets a chance to, one, know who you are, but also know your position and the faculty that you're representing or the position you're representing. But what I would like to do, and I'd ask the same to all of you for me, is referring to each other by our first name. One of the most important things about the work that we do is it's not easy being in student leadership, being in student governance. And I want to make sure that we're humanizing each other in this space, remembering why we're all here. We're all here to serve the same purpose, and that's representing students. So always keep that in mind. I'd ask that if we can, we refer to each other by our first names to always remember that sentiment. And then you're welcome to call me by my first name as well. Okay. So now we will move into attendance. I just want to quickly cover, because we've just approved some changes to proxies and counselor attendance in our last meeting of the previous Students' Council. So just so all of you understand the rules, counselors are expected to attend or in extenuating circumstances send a proxy to meetings of Students' Council as a minimum expectation of holding office. Counselors must maintain satisfactory attendance each trimester to remain a counselor for the following term. And satisfactory attendance is defined as being present for at least 50% of the roll calls per trimester. Proxies are considered to you being in attendance. So in the event that you have an extenuating circumstance and require a proxy, you can have a proxy attend in your stead, and that will be counted towards your attendance and you being present. And failure to meet attendance requirements will result in you automatically being removed from council, and you are able to appeal that decision to the DAI board, which is our UASU or student judiciary. If you are looking for any more information, you can go on the UASU website if you go under governance and bylaws and policies, and you can find regulation 110.13, which is attendance. And now that I've gone through that section, let's do attendance. Brittany, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. President Christian Fauteng.
Here.
Vice President Academic Pedro Almeida.
Here.
Vice President External Christopher Beasley, or Chris Beasley.
Here.
Vice President Operations and Finance, Levi Flannan.
Pleasant.
VP Student Life, Michael Griffiths.
Here.
Undergraduate Board of Governors Representative, Stephen Reitz. Perfect, thank you. Okay, counselor from the Faculty of Ales, we have a vacancy. From the Faculty of Augustana, Adrian Lam.
Yeah, here.
Sorry, Adrian, my apologies. From the Faculty of Arts, we have a proxy for Mason.
Here.
And just so everyone knows, it's Isabella, right?
Isabella.
Did I get that? So many forms that I sent. Let me just make sure. Yeah, Isabella. Perfect. Right. Also from the Faculty of Arts, Nathan Thiessen.
Here.
Perfect. And if I say your last name wrong, please just let me know and correct me, just so everyone else knows how they're supposed to say your name as well. From the Faculty of Education, Muniba Kadir.
Here.
Faculty of Engineering, Ayman Saif. Faculty of Law, Damon Atwood.
Here.
Thank you. Faculty of Medicine and Dentistry, Al Malahi.
Here.
From the Faculty of Nursing, Precious Manjakadumi. Perfect. From Faculty Saint-Jean, Jillian
Eisenstadt.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. From the Faculty of Science, Noor Abdelwahab.
Abdelwahab, here.
Abdelwahab. Okay, thank you. Faculty of Science, Laurel Ford.
Present.
From the Faculty of Science, Megan Garbutt.
Here.
Did I say that right?
Yes.
Perfect. I am your speaker. We have our chief returning officer here that will start. Well, I don't know if you started already or you start as of May 1st, but Jacob Varghese.
Yeah.
And our general manager, who's not here today, but will be here for council meeting one, Mark Dumichel. Right. So there are a few more introductions that we need to go through. First, we have Courtney Graham here, who's to the left of me. She will be the person to, well, definitely save me today, but will be the resource for all of you. If you have questions about anything related to governance, you can send a message to Courtney and Courtney will be able to help you. I've mentioned Mark and I've mentioned Jacob, but the one thing I do want to mention as well is for all of you to keep in mind, the way the Students' Union governance structure is laid out is to ensure that the Students' Union executives are the ones that when you have questions or you have concerns beyond just administratively in governance, you can go to the executives to ask some questions. So please remember, you're always welcome to reach out to Courtney. The executives will almost always be there to answer your questions and at any time of the day, obviously pending what they said as their own guidelines. I won't volunteer them for anything. But what I will say is, as far as staff are concerned, Courtney, other staff of the Students' Union, they're scheduled to work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. So if you do have questions, which very well may come up throughout any course of the year or any point of the year, when you have to submit items to Students' Council, just keep in mind that you may not always get a response right away. They work these strict hours. They have to, we make sure to adhere to them as employees of the Students' Union. So feel free, if you can't get a hold of Courtney, to reach out to an executive if you need something, or just wait patiently and Courtney will get back to you, or another staff member will get back to you as soon as they can. Okay, so now let's get into council meeting procedure. I'm not going to go into Robert's rules in great detail, but there are a few things all of you should know to help you along the way. So first thing I'd say is if you look at your placards, the back of your placards have a cheat sheet for you for Robert's rules. So it'll go over the debate process, what a motion is, what a debate is, what an amendment is, common motions, and different points that you can raise. All motions at Students' Council require a mover and a seconder. And the way that will work is if you're submitting things to the agenda, you'll indicate that you're a mover of an item. In council itself, you would just raise your placard when I would call on someone to move and second a motion. For the majority of motions we vote on, it will require a simple majority, which is 50% plus one of all of you here, for that motion to pass. But there are some motions that require a two-thirds majority, and that's my responsibility to make sure that in the event that we have those motions, I make you all aware of that so you can make sure you understand what requirements are there for a vote. And then the last thing is to ensure that all of you can fully participate. We have a few different tools. They're called points of information, points of parliamentary inquiry, points of order, and points of privilege. So I'm going to quickly go through all of these with you just to make sure you understand them, and I'm sure you're probably going to end up using some of them today. So for a point of parliamentary inquiry, it's essentially used for you to ask the chair a question about procedure, and you can't interrupt someone else who has the floor in order to ask for a point of inquiry. A point of information is used to ask for information from another member, and you may not interrupt someone who has the floor. So this could be as simple as we're talking about an item or somebody's presenting on an item and you're not clear on something, you can raise a point of information. Just to get clarity on that before we continue with the discussion. We have points of order. According to our standing orders, it is required that this is a simple majority vote, in which case that I would rule that to be in order and we would make that change or adjustment. And you are able to interrupt somebody on the floor to make sure that that happens. And then the last one is a point of privilege. So you would use this if something is preventing you from participating in the debate and you can interrupt somebody from using the floor. So essentially it could be somebody is speaking. So for the people virtually, if somebody is speaking in person in the chambers and they're not able to hear because someone didn't turn on their mic, they can raise a point of personal privilege and say, Mr. Speaker, I can't hear the discussion that's happening in the chambers right now. I'd ask that the member can please turn on their microphone, at which point I would stop the debate, request that the microphone was turned on, and then we restart again, okay? For agendas, Students' Council uses what's called order papers. So if you look at the document that Courtney sent out to all of you, those are the order papers, AKA the agenda of Students' Council. We also have what's called the late editions. And the way this works is, so order papers are due the 8 a.m. the Friday before a council meeting. Any member of Students' Council can submit to the order papers an item, whether that's from a committee or from an individual member. And we also have late ads. So after 8 a.m. on the Friday before our council meeting, councillors will have until Tuesday at 1 p.m., the day of the council meeting, to submit to the late editions. And the reason the late editions exist are essentially to cover items that are very time sensitive or could result, as the way we say it, in detrimental impacts to the Students' Union, which means that item needs to be dealt with right away. Sorry, I just lost the word for a second. So that essentially means that the late editions are meant to be used very, very, very sparingly in the event that something absolutely needs to be included. Late editions aren't automatically added to the agenda. If you submit something to the late editions, you will have to special order it, which means making a request to the speaker to have that moved onto the agenda, and council would have to vote on being able to special order that so it can be included. Courtney will have a submission form when you go through GovCamp and you get the council handbook. There is a form that all of you will have access to be able to submit items to the order papers on the late editions. Okay, so now we go into the bulk of our business, which is speaker selection. So under bylaw, we are required to go into closed session for the selection of a speaker. I will ask that all guests of council and members of council who have not signed an NDA to please exit the chambers and wait outside until we're in closed session. And Courtney will come and grab candidates as we're ready to take them in and interview. And just so the candidates are aware, as you're leaving, we're going to be doing a quick orientation just to get council prepared for interviews, and then we will come and grab you, okay? So don't worry if it's we're taking a little bit of time. All right, so Courtney, I'll ask now, have you received NDAs from our two people attending virtually? Okay, so we're good to go. It does need a motion to go. They have left, but I'll look for a mover and seconder to go into closed. Moved by Levi. Oh man, there was so many placards at the same time. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Moved by Levi. Well, you know, Adrian already had his placard up ready to go. So moved by Levi, seconded by Adrian. Let me just quickly. Okay, so as per council standing orders, I actually need two people to second. So I see Chris, your hand up. So you'll be my second seconder, or my third, I guess. I don't know if we require there. We can have discussion on this if you would all of you would like. Is there any discussion or questions people have before we move into closed? I think all of you are aware that this closed session is for speaker selection. Yeah. Okay. And this vote will require 2/3 majority. So Courtney, I'll good to go. Okay, so I will call for a vote. For those online, you can just please raise your virtual hand, but I'll ask for all of those in favor of moving into closed session. Okay, it looks like everyone in the room has their placards up. Stephen and Damon. Yeah. Do we have any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Seeing none, that carries. I think the only person who didn't indicate is Precious. So, okay, perfect. Thank you very much, Courtney. Okay. So now we are in closed. The business at hand, motion to exit committee of the whole. Moved by Levi, I think, seconded by Pedro, and I'll ask all of those in favor. Okay, seeing everyone in favor, I don't see any opposed, any abstentions. Okay, seeing none, we're out of committee of the whole. I'll also look for a motion to exit closed session. Moved by Levi, seconded by Adrian. I think you're with at the same time, so. Okay, so we're going to say moved by Adrian, seconded by Nathan. And this is also going to require a simple majority vote. So I'll look for all those in favor. Okay, perfect. You can lower your placards. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, that carries. So Courtney, so you can invite the gateway back into the room. For all of your knowledge, Courtney is going to be very shortly, once we invite the gateway back in, sending an email to all of you with the form to vote. And I will quickly preface before we go into a vote that we've had a discussion, a deliberation, and we'll be going to. It may be, I don't know, Courtney may have formatted something different, so we'll just wait for her to send it out. No, you can grab them first. It doesn't think it matters. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Courtney, I believe, is sending out a different form. I will clarify that with her, but thank you for raising it, Christian. Yeah, Isabel? Yes, you will. So you'll be voting as a proxy for Mason. So essentially, you will be Mason's vote on the form. We'll make sure that we share access with you. Thank you for raising that. Anything else? Good. Okay. All right, everyone. So first of all, guests, thank you for patiently waiting outside of chambers while we did our deliberations. We have gotten this all sorted out. Okay, so yes, we did clarify that. Courtney did create a copy of it. So we've deleted the previous one. And Courtney will now be sending an email to all of you. So please check your emails. As we speak, Courtney will be sending an email with the link to vote. To vote. Can you see from that far away? Okay, then you're good. Perfect. So form has been sent out. Responses are being collected. We will wait to make sure that everyone can cast their vote. And we are looking for 14. How many people do we have? How many members in total?
On council?
Yeah. That are present.
Oh, 14 total.
Okay, 14 total. So all right, folks, we're just waiting on one. Oh, okay. So we have all of our responses. Thank you. So we have all of our responses. Okay. Are you ready? So your next speaker of Students Council for 2023-2024 will be Christian Zukowski. Perfect. So let's wait for Courtney to close this. So I know some of the candidates may have left, but to say it in open, thank you to all of the candidates who applied, who put their name forward to run to be Speaker of Students Council. We very much value and appreciate you taking the time to apply, to sit with us, answer our questions, and hope you continue to stay involved in the Students Union. So let's now move on to our last item that we have on our business, which is the approval of the meeting schedule. So at the request of Levi, we've pulled this item from the consent agenda to put it on the main agenda. And Courtney, I'll just ask that you include that here. Perfect, thank you. Yes, can you just move that from the consent agenda to... Oh, perfect. Okay, so we have a Students Council 2023-24 meeting schedule. All of you have access to the document to see the schedule. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So I'll open up debate on the item. Does anyone have anything they'd like to say about the schedule? I see Levi. I see Adrian. Levi, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Soon to be not speaker. And thank you, Council, for indulging me. I know it's late and some of us may have finals left, but I did want to just mention a couple things on this proposed schedule for the coming year. For any of you that are also simultaneously on GFC or who have been in previous years, you might know that in their procedural rules, it does say that GFC meetings will not be scheduled during the period set aside for final examinations or reading week. However, committee meetings may occur during this time. And even though we don't have a similar procedural rule, I think we should. So looking at the two meetings that are currently flagged as being both during final exams and reading week, December 19th and February 20th, in addition to the meeting on April 16th, which also falls during the winter exam schedule, I would propose that we either move those three meetings up a week and have two meetings back to back. So it'd be December 5th and 12th, February 6th and 13th, and then April 2nd and 9th. That would still allow us to get through a lot of the business that we have to, especially as Christian mentioned, we tend to get a lot of FAMP questions and stuff that go through bylaw and have to be addressed before the end of the fall. So our late fall schedule tends to be packed, so we may not be able to cancel them. But historically, during exam period, especially if meetings fall at the middle of the two-week exam period as opposed to right at the beginning, participation or absenteeism goes up, participation goes down. And I think having them earlier at the beginning of the two-week exam period, that might alleviate those problems. But then the February 20th meeting during the reading week, students often miss the meeting during reading week for various reasons, either going away on vacation or catching up on reading assignments. But also during that week, the executive election candidates are going to be away on their mandated leave of absence. And I sincerely hope there's going to be several of us in this room that are going to be running in that election. So those would be my suggested changes, but I'm curious to see what everybody all thinks.
Okay, thank you, Levi. And just to confirm, you said one of two options, either canceling the meetings or moving up the February meetings to the 6th and the 13th and the April to the 2nd and the 9th. Okay. Okay. Okay, Courtney, you gathered that? Okay, perfect. Adrian, and then I see Jillian at the end as well.
So I have a response to Levi's comment, but I also have a separate question. Which one should I speak on first?
I'd ask that you decide whether you want, so go with one, then I'll go to Jillian, and then we can go back to you for the second one.
All right. So I guess I'll just respond to Levi's comment. I do believe that moving up the December and April meetings would be beneficial because they are during exam week. But however, I feel like we should keep the February one where it is, because even though it's during reading week, we kind of already knew it was going to be a thing. And even unless I misheard, the GFC bylaws don't prohibit meetings during reading week. So, oh, they do. Never mind. But still. Anyways, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Julian?
I agree with Levi. I think we should either cancel them or move them up, just because I know all of us have things that we like to do on reading week. And with exams, I cannot imagine if I had exam tomorrow at 8 a.m. That would be very rough. So I agree.
Christian?
The reading week in April, honestly fine. The December 19th, like I shared this concern with Levi, but the other, I would ask kindly that we still keep this meeting there. And if we get to December 5th and we're like, are we good to just cancel and just have our last meeting be on December 5th or maybe the week after? But fall semester is when we have our FAMPs come up. Like we either get questions from SRAs or plebiscites and referendums. And for whatever reason, no matter what year it is, something just always goes wrong where things need to be approved last minute, because the bylaws always state there's like a 30-day timeline before when questions are approved and when it can be on the ballot for elections. But fall is just a very touchy area when it comes to approval of financial fees for SRAs who oftentimes need that money to function. So there is just times where like we just come to council and sometimes it's literally just to approve like a question just to say that this can go forward. So keeping that December 19th period open so that we can have that space to address things if need be, and setting that firm boundary is just, that'll be my one flag. But everything else, like the reading week in winter, makes sense. I agree. Like oftentimes even with committees, it's just always hard to schedule around reading week, and same with like the April period. But just because December is during the fall semester and that's where we're very heavy in terms of deadlines for FAMPs or referendums and plebiscites, we just want to have some breathing room to address that, because people get very mad when they don't get the money to work.
All right, so it looks like we have 4 minutes left. We have two more people on the speaking list. We have Nathan and we have Adrian. If anyone else would like to share, we're welcome to extend it slightly if we need to, but Nathan, go ahead.
I'm so sorry you guys have heard me more than need be this session, but I just really would strongly recommend that we just move up the meetings instead of canceling them, because we can't as a body be out of commission for a month and not know what's going on and not convene. So I strongly recommend that we move these meetings instead of canceling them.
Okay, so I'll go to Adrian. I'm hearing a general consensus of moving the meetings up and not canceling them, but Adrian, go ahead.
Yeah, so this is not related to the current issue, but will be just a separate question. I noticed on the meeting calendar, there is a note that's saying that August and CSJ meeting locations will be determined at a later date. If I could make a recommendation for the August one to be the one of the first couple meetings during the fall trimester would be beneficial, especially for those of members of council, so mainly the incoming, the execs who came to the August retreat this past March. That was a really beneficial session for both groups. However, I do feel like it would be more beneficial for both groups if it were to happen at the beginning of the term, which for Augustana, it is in the fall, as opposed to in the end of the winter trimester.
Okay, so I hear something for Augustana. I guess I would extend the same to the Campus Saint-Jean. Is that something we'd like to see for CSJ as well, or just Augustana?
I think that the time that it was, that CSJ was good, it was I think it's okay. CSJ is all right. Okay. Yeah, we're good.
Okay, so what I've heard generally, Levi, you had your hand up?
I was just going to put forth that motion to amend the schedule now. Adrian, would you... if we finalize the schedule now, but do the locations at a later date?
Yes, that would be fine.
Then can I move to amend the schedule to push up those three meetings by 1 week?
Sorry, give me 1 second. So Levi, your motion is to move up the meetings from in February and April by 1 week?
And December.
And December. And then, so for the meetings of, for Augustana, we'd like to request that meeting be scheduled in September, the beginning of the fall trimester.
Yes.
In September or just September, October, is there a specific?
Preferably, I would have to give further confirmation, but at this time, September 12th or 26th would both be good dates.
Okay. So we can make a note here, for the, you know, as of next meeting. So the governance team and the incoming speaker can work on scheduling that for that meeting. They'll have a lot of lead time to do that, so we can make that note. Yeah, I would just say September, if it's possible.
Abner, just,
can I just say early fall?
Just point of procedure, we have 1 minute left on
screen. Absolutely, okay. So I don't think we need more than about 5 or 10 minutes, so I'll look for somebody to move to extend. Chris, seconded by Adrian. Extend by what, 10 minutes, 5 minutes? Okay, we'll go 10. We won't need 10, so it'll be very quick. Yeah. Okay, so really quickly, all those in favor? Okay, seeing all those in favor, that motion carries. So really quickly, let's just move back to it. So Levi, your motion was to amend to move those three meetings, April, February, December, and add Augustana at some point in September or early fall, sorry. Anything else? Anyone have any opposition or would like to add any further comments? Okay, seeing none, we can move to a vote. So this motion also just requires a simple majority. So I will look to all of those in favor, please raise your placards of approving the meeting schedule as amended. Perfect, you can lower your placards. Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, that motion passes. You now have a meeting schedule for fall. And I believe the governance team will share. Oh, go ahead. Yep. Thank Courtney for putting it together. And I believe the governance team is working on a council calendar for a Google calendar where you'll have access to the schedule. So at some point that will get shared with all of you and you can subscribe to it. The only thing left to do is attendance, and then we'll call this meeting to adjournment. Yes. That's what I just said. You got me, huh? Levi thought he was going to pull one over on me. Okay. President Christian Fotang. VP Academic Pedro Almeida. VP External Chris Beasley. VP Ops Fi Levi Flamin.
EC.
VP Student Life Michael Griffiths.
Here.
Undergraduate Board of Governors Rep Stephen Rates. August Anna Councillor Adrian Lam.
Here.
Proxy for Arts Councillor Mason Pitch. Or Pick. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Arts Councillor Nathan Thiessen.
Here.
Education Councillor Muniba Kadir. Engineering Councillor Eamon Saif. Law Councillor Damon Atwood.
Here.
Medicine Dentistry Al Malahi. Nursing Councillor Precious Majakodumi. Faculty Saint Jean Jillian Eisenstadt.
Here.
Science Noor Abdelwab.
Here.
Science Laurel Ford. Science Megan Garbutt.
Here.
I am here. Our CRO,
yeah,
has stood the test of time and is also here. And General Manager, not here, but will be here next meeting. Thank you all. Have a wonderful night. Thank you all for staying and getting a very important job done.